It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Alongside former Badger and Packer Gary Ellerson, here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour.
Home team!
Yes. You have not been around since the Josh Jacobs situation started, have you?
Thank God.
Well, I couldn't remember. Were you around during the Mossy Cade?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What do you mean, oh, my God? I was there. I lived it.
Oh, my. Well, yeah, of course I was there.
I didn't know what. So you were there. Okay.
Yes. They had Mossy Cade. I hate talking about this, but
why?
Because it's not great. I mean, it's because both of those guys were my teammates. They were my friends, and it wasn't a great time in Packer history. I mean, we had Mossy Cade and James Lofton trial going on across the hall from one another. It was not. I mean, you start talking about the Packers and some of the black eyes, most certainly. That was one of them for the Green Bay Packers, no doubt.
To me, the question was a football question in terms of the distraction and how it affects the rest of the players and the team. What was it like? I assume every player, you're supportive of your teammates, but you also hope it goes away because nobody cares and asks. I remember Paul Kaufman heard us talking, and he walks in, you know, that doesn't mean all the Packers are like that. And I said,
well,
no one said they were. What is your point?
Well, but people end up doing that, though. I mean,
it doesn't look good for the team.
Yeah, when it happens too much, and then, of course, when I played, it happened too much, and it gives a stain or black eye on your teammates, the organization. Here's what you hate as a
teammate.
I
should emphasize that James Lofton was found acquitted of all charges.
Yes.
But you still,
it all happened at one time.
And Mossy Cade, on the other hand, went to prison.
Yeah, okay. It all happened at one time. And as a teammate, here's what you would like to happen. You just don't want to answer those questions or to be asked questions about your teammate when they did something or allegedly did something wrong. That's the hard part. It's when the media comes in and you already know where they're going. They're going straight to that question. And they're doing their job. I mean, rightly so. I'm not saying that they shouldn't do that. But the hard part of that for a player is to try to answer questions of someone else's miscues. That's the toughest part. Because you don't really know what to say. And you really don't know what happened. Because, yeah. I mean, that's between them and whoever it happened with. You weren't there. And so you're just speculating like everyone else. And it's just a tough place to be in. And when I heard that Matt LaFleur closed the locker room to no media, I thought that was the best move ever because I'm sure it caught all his teammates off guard as well. They don't know what to say. What are they going to say with that?
And they would probably call you and say, Gary Ellerson,
yeah,
you live this. What advice would you have based on your experience? What would you have told if the Packers had called you or players had called you? What would you have said to them?
Well, great question. And I think the advice comes from the organization. And I think Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur, whoever else was involved in this, Mr. Policy, they did a great job of having a statement prepared and did a great job of shielding the players from the media. That from that standpoint, it couldn't have been any better for all the players that were there. Absolutely incredible. And then they can get some work done. Now, it's looming large over their heads, don't get me wrong. They understand the magnitude of this thing, but I thought the organization of the Packers handled it right. Now, I saw a lot of places where a lot of fans were upset with Matt that he actually didn't open up the locker room to the media so they can go in and ask questions. And they thought that maybe Matt dodged the questions and weren't forthcoming with the media. And I think in these cases, you really don't know a whole heck of a lot, and you got to let it play out in a court of law. And I thought Matt handled it well. I thought the organization handled it well. I thought the Packers handled it well. And, you know, you folks will find out when we find out.
And I would emphasize that for those not around, James Lofton was found not guilty, but he was traded
Correct.
By the Packers before
yeah.
the not guilty verdict came. The verdict came a month after he was traded for two draft picks, April 13th, to the Raiders. So,
and see how this keeps coming up. I mean, we're going to go back 40 years to another incident that happened where it sustained, and so you have to refer back to that because it's happened in our past to where we are now.
Yeah.
James Lofton don't want this to come up again. He's not.
No, he doesn't. But my answer on him is he was found not guilty, and
yeah.
yet on the other hand, he was charged with second degree sexual assault. So
yeah,
there. You know, when you look back, and you know, I'm not sure. I don't really think the Packers should have traded him. But I don't know if it was because he certainly was still a very good player.
He was, and listen, I think the Packers did him a favor. They sent him home.
Okay.
They sent him home.
How would people have treated him with the Packers after he was found guilty? Because this occurred in the offseason.
It did.
So he was traded in April. He was found not guilty mm-hmm. in May. We got four mm-hmm. or 5 months before, you know.
Well, we still had to answer those questions day one when we came into the locker room.
Did you? Well, yeah, because yes. he was traded. What if he yeah. hadn't been traded? It would have been. Hey,
then it would have been even bigger because he was in the locker room.
But he wasn't found guilty of anything. He was found.
I understand
not guilty.
That, but you guys, you people, have to ask the question.
I don't know what I would have asked.
You would ask something.
Really?
You'd have figured out. Yeah, the media would have figured something out. First day of training camp.
And then he says,
James Lofton.
You know.
Yeah.
The jury made the decision, and you yeah. can write or say whatever you want and
right.
and take it from there. You can't control yeah. it, but I that was a long time ago, but since yeah. I was there, I remember it. I don't know. He was not suspended for any amount of time. The
no.
rules are different now. You can be yeah. suspended even if you were found not guilty.
Correct.
Which
Correct.
Seems odd to me, but.
Well, that will be the rule set forth now by the commissioner.
Yeah, we read it yesterday.
And we voted on it.
Yeah. Like, so then don't ever be in a situation where you might get charged.
Correct.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was more, all right, so what would you back to before I interrupted myself? Back to what, because I think, had I been running the Packers, and I knew yeah. you were around, I'd say, Gary, you know, what advice would you have based on what you went through for the Packers if a policy had called? That would have made sense.
What advice I would have to who?
For them. Like, how do we handle this? You lived it. What should the coaches say? What should the players say?
Well, like that's why I just already told you. I thought the Packers did a great job.
So you would have told them to do exactly what they did.
Exactly what they
okay.
did. They did a great job. They shielded the players, and then they were able to get some work done in OTAs.
At some point, you can't shield the players forever.
Yeah, well,
but you're right.
But the longer it goes, the quieter it's going to get.
Yeah.
But right now it's so immediate. You guys have to do your job, and you have to. And when they come back from OTAs, there will still be, because this information, this news is not going to go away until we get some sort of ending to it.
Right.
And there's no ending to it right now.
If no charges are filed against him, that
right.
changes everything.
Correct.
Yeah.
But right now it's open.
Yeah.
So it's you're looking at the situation where you're unsure about what really happened in that house. And then now all of a sudden they release audio from neighbors calling in and all that kind of stuff. So you kind of just, people then become the judge and jury. But I would just say, hey, you know, you just got to let it, like Matt LaFleur said, you got to let it play out, you know, and it's out of their hands. And there's both sides to the story. And it's unfortunate that anything happened to that young lady. We wouldn't like that to happen, but we got to see both sides of this thing.
So if I'm in the media and you're on the team now, I don't know when the media, at some point they're going to talk to the players.
Well, at some point the Packers are making them available, right?
Correct.
Because they control that.
Right. So at some point they're going to be available. And if I were a player, I'd say, I just don't have any comment. Now, I understand that you can write and say whatever you want. And yeah, you can. I'm just not part of the I'm not part of the equation. So
correct. Yes. Yes. You gotta stay away from that. Now, hey, if you want to talk about
right. And if they say, wait a minute, are you
just say it's Marshawn Lord, okay? Because right. Out of all those,
but I'm saying, as a reporter, when someone, if you said that to me, I'd go, wait a minute, like,
but
we can't even ask about anything.
It affects the position, the guy that's in your room,
yes,
the position player, it affects them more than a guy that's not in your room. So,
correct.
Say if it's Marshawn Lord
uh-huh.
and Chris Brooks, if you're a media guy, there's a lot of ways you can come at this,
yes,
to try
with
to
them.
Get an answer,
yeah.
with them. And media guys, that would be, well, now you're taking all the reps, you know, you're how do you feel about that? You're first team, you're running with the first team, and you know, you and Joshua, you guys are really close. He drove you down to practice and blah blah blah. And so you open that door up to guys in and they gotta try
you
to
You could
stay
be a reporter,
away.
That was pretty good.
They gotta try to stay away from the leading questions that will get them to talk about Josh Jacobs. And you got to keep it, hey, listen, I'm grateful to be here. I'm running ones, and I'm just trying to learn the playbook, and we're just looking forward to this season coming up. My only thing that's on my mind is the first game of the year.
Right. And anytime anybody brings him up, you go, look it, you can write or say whatever you want. I'm just
right.
not a party to
now,
it.
I don't know if the fans – how they feel about it. I think a lot of fans want to hear more.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I think a lot of media members wanted to hear more from the Packers, from Matt LaFleur, from Goody, from Mr. Policy, from the players. But I thought they played it right.
Yeah, I don't. I've tried to advise these teams a while, and stuff like this comes up. I said Del Harris, one of the first times he came to Milwaukee, somebody asked about a player being traded. He goes, what's your name? I go, Homer. He goes, I don't know who he said. Hey, Bill, tell Homer how this works. Del Harris does not participate in this discussion about the possibility of trades with players. You can say or write whatever you want, and he's willing to accept any or all of that. He just is not right. party to the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then, I got it. Then maybe a couple months later, happened again with somebody else. And he goes, Homer, tell him how
tell
it works.
Him.
As a result, unless you were
tell
new,
him.
No question was ever asked
right.
about a player on the team being traded.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that would be an easy thing to do with this.
Yeah.
But no one's ever taken my advice, and I don't think they will now.
No.
Because you can't win. I mean, if you're an offensive back, you know what I could say privately? Oh, baby, I got a chance. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't say that. That's the reality
no.
of it.
No.
But this is your
that
teammate,
is.
And you want the best
yeah.
for him. You don't want anybody, you know. How did do you want to get that spot because he's in prison? I don't think so. It's like the guy who
right.
beat Sinner at the French
right.
Open. He won because Sinner yeah. almost yeah. died. I mean, couldn't walk. He was so tired.
Yeah.
Well, what win yeah. is that? I mean, you know.
That's not a win. Yeah.
That's not a win, but you take it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But you can't talk about it. So, yeah,
right.
you figure out – hey, this is May. We're going through our stuff, and
it's just OTAs.
And I'm
it's
playing
early.
With
yeah.
You know, you just give them facts, and I'm playing with the number one team. How do you feel about that?
You got to keep it about you.
Correct.
About me. That's what you got to.
And they can't. None of the players can say privately, "This is a total pain."
No, they can't. Even if they think that it is,
it is. They can't. But yet they have the support of their player, the teammate, and they know him. And who knows all all the facts and It's it's a lose-lose situation.
The worst thing for your teammates is to answer questions.
And I think, you know, it's that they act like there's a limit to what we can say, because it acts like we don't have any care for the other person involved. No, I said, if you're going to have it happen, Mays, not that you want it to happen, but there are months before the season starts. Can you imagine if this had occurred September, Labor Day?
It's not going to go away, Homer, because we don't know what's going
to
happen.
Right, but there's time for it to be resolved and then address it from a football standpoint.
Whenever it's resolved, you're going to get the questions the first day that you walk in the door.
Yeah.
At some point, somebody's got to answer something.
But from a football standpoint, the sooner you get
all
it resolved, you're going to know what you have to do.
All summer long, this is going to be there.
It would depend.
Until
if he's not charged, it won't be here all summer long. If he's charged,
even if he's not charged,
really,
it'll be there. Yeah, because there's still questions. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? There's always that guy holding the microphone.
Yes,
has that question. There's always that guy.
I know, but that it doesn't seem to me that it isn't hard to say. Go look in the court records. I've moved on and. You can look and say whatever you want. I'm not a party to it. But that's only one possible situation. There are other situations, you know, like the worst case being, not that it's going to occur, but, you know, was the Mossy Kate deal with that. You know, then you have an issue that you deal with as far as what's this team like? What kind of players you got on this team, right?
What we got here?
Yes. Now, that where you have two players in trial and both were felony charges, that's... That's significantly worse than what's going on now, even if he's charged. I mean, think of that. Two players, and one, James Lofton, was a superstar.
Yes.
There's nobody on the team. There's nobody on the team now as big as he was at that time.
Well, I would say probably in that locker room, Josh Jacobs may be number one.
Yeah, Parsons, but he hasn't been there that long. But
hasn't been there long.
Yeah, as far as a possible leader on the team.
In that locker room, the leader on the team,
he
may be the number one top dog in that locker room.
Yeah, and so we wait.
Yeah, and we wait.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Second quarter. Without Josh Jacobs. Next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
We will get on to the Green Bay Packers, and that's because the most important fact in sports today. You know what it is, Gary Ellerson? Most important fact. Nothing even close. Everybody needs to know.
What is that, Homer?
Miz is not pitching. Not pitching.
You know,
I believe he's pitching next on Sunday, but everybody needs to know he's not pitching.
But there, you know, I'm going to tell Brewer fans that the Miz is not the only guy.
Excellent, it's true.
That's pitching his tail off right now. They have another young pitcher, right now that is. Blowing doors.
Right. He's not doing things that have never been done before, though.
I understand that, but he's right on his tail.
Yes. Yes, he is.
What's his name again?
Harrison.
Yes. He's right
good,
there.
Good, tough. Yes.
Where did Harrison come from?
He was part of a trade, I believe. It's everything they do is good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Everyone could only hope if every GM in the state was as good as Arnold is.
Well, the problem is we're going to lose them.
Nobody's in
his
league.
So it doesn't matter. We're going to lose them all. We're going to lose them all.
No. The pitchers, they're going to bring in, they're going to spend some money this year because they got a chance to win the World Series. The Milwaukee Brewers are a better bet to win the World Series than the Packers are to win the Super Bowl. You know that? I think the The Brewers are now what, 13-1, and the Brewers are the Packers are higher than that. The Brewers are a less long shot to win the World Series than the Packers to win the Super Bowl. Think of that,
yeah,
Gary.
Yeah, I mean, and no, I get down with that. No doubt about it. But at the end of the day,
yes.
Why did the Brewers lose last year against the Dodgers?
The Dodgers were better. They have more money, and they also develop young players, and they got the greatest player to ever play the game because the Angels are idiots.
Here's what I'm going to say. At the end of the day, it comes down to how many special Jimmys and Joes you have. And when we played the Dodgers, we saw how many special Jimmy and Joes they had. The manager, the coach, really didn't have anything to do with it. You threw them jokers out there, and you saw which team was better than the other one. Now, the Brewers now have, if they're looking to beat the Dodgers.
And Atlanta.
They've got to match, and Atlanta, they've got to match the Jimmys and the Joes when they get down to it. Because one thing I like about baseball is although Miz didn't pitch against the Dodgers, but when the playoffs comes, he will.
Yep.
Because you will line up, you will align your pitching staff accordingly. So you're going to see him.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of, is you know, if Otani and Miz is a matchup, Miz got to win that matchup. That's Harrison and is it Yokomoto?
I think so. I don't know the Dodgers.
What's his name?
Yamamoto.
Him too. D-Bot Piotto. And condolences goes to his family if I pronounce his name wrong. But it's Harrison and what's his name again, Strofe?
Are you referring to Yamamoto?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, Yamamoto. Uh-huh. Who will win that one? And then the third would be, I don't know. Take
well,
pick.
The key is you don't have to win all of them. You just got to win 4 out of 7 or...
No. I get that. But the pitching matchups, if they fall in line...
Yeah.
Is you and I know we're happy about Miz, but if he's the ace, if he's the number one guy, which means that he'd be going against Otani.
Yeah, they need other
can
guys.
Can he hold it down?
Yeah.
Can he hold it down?
Yep.
Can he hold it down?
And so, yes, it's that's why I believe we will all know how much the Brewers believe in this year based on any moves they make to add talent for this year. They can pay big money for 1 year, but they don't want to be getting somebody for 5-6 years. So they could add everything. They could add somebody as a starter, as a relief, as a hitter
But I watched the Dodgers and the Brewers here, and it just feels like, and this could change, but
it has changed.
It just feels like to me that the Dodgers can get you in one inning, like right now. I mean, like if they got dudes on base, they got a lot of dudes that can hit home runs.
Yeah, they'll be the better
team.
It
feels like to me the Brewers kind of have to manufacture some things
more, yeah,
to make it work. But if we're up 3-0, that's not a big lead.
Yeah,
for
it
the
is
Dodgers.
When you got the Miz, yeah, that's the whole key. The pitching
Brewers have is so much better. That's what we'll find out.
Yep. Yes, we will.
And that's what we'll find out.
And Harrison. So yeah, they
and Harrison.
They
that's
have
we'll
to. They
out.
The and, pitching is the biggest thing.
Back in Uribe, I don't know if I get down with Uribe. I don't know.
I'm
kind of puzzled on.
They might have to spend some money and get a closer if they feel like it.
Yeah, I don't know about Uribe. Is that his name, Uribe?
Yes. Abner Uribe. The triple chop celebration.
Well, that triple chop cost him 3 games. Maybe he should just bring it down to 1. Maybe it'll be 1 game.
I don't know if Murphy said it to him. So he was upset, he said, because he believed the manager of the other team, the Cardinals, the day before had his pitchers throwing at the Brewer hitters. Well, triple chop.
I don't know.
They've been doing this for 80 years. If you think that the other team was throwing at your hitters, you know what you do? You get taught this in Little League.
Well, you throw at their hitters.
Yes. I don't need no triple chop. I got a fastball that's hitting somebody in the leg, and the Brewers were up, like, what was it, 5 or 6 to 1?
6-0.
Yeah, so now I got a few. Yeah, somebody's getting hit.
But did he?
No, he did. He just won the game and then went to the triple chop.
Yeah.
Come on, what are you thinking? I can imagine they had that.
Yeah.
He was suspended for one game.
So I thought it was 3 games.
No. Now, this is interesting. We have 2 different stories. And, Gary, you get to decide. It says on Twitter, talking baseball, Ebner Uribe has suspended one game for his triple chop celebration. Jeff Passan, right above it says, Brewers relief pitcher Ebner Uribe was suspended for one game for crotch chopping toward the Cardinals. I believe it's technically a crotch chop, but I'm not an expert on that. Gary, do you have any additional information on whether
it appears it's a
crotch chop, but it was changed now to a triple chop.
One game.
By the way, did we get to talk about the Jewelry Center? Did I forget to do that?
No, I didn't. We can talk about good friends over at the Jewelry
Center.
Just
do that now, and this has no connection. The bad transfer of topics.
No.
But I want to give the Jewelry Center
They're great people, and they've got locations in Burlington. They've got the brand new location in Mequon, Greenfield, Brookfield. Most certainly, they can handle all of your jewelry needs. If you're looking for the most money for your old gold or jewelry, my good friends over at the Jewelry Center most certainly can handle that. Lab grown diamonds, impeccable. If you're looking to pop the question, my good friends at the Jewelry Center can handle all your jewelry needs. And if you're looking for that battery in your watch need to be changed out, they can do that in probably less than 5 minutes. Guys, they got everything you need at all 4 of their locations. Go check them out today. Go check my good friends out at the Jewelry Center.
So many options that you have now. All right. This is of note because Jeff Passan calls it crotch chopping. Alvin McKelvey says inappropriate actions. Bob Nightingale says celebratory. I think that's right. Yeah, celebratory gesture. They're like eight different inappropriate celebratory crotch chopping or what else did I have here? Another one. He pounded his chest and thrust toward the Cardinals. We have it as a thrust, a triple chop, a crotch chop, and not all the different versions. And now Gary Ellerson can give what he would use if he was reporting on the one-game suspension. Gary Ellerson, what did they actually – they suspended him one game. What did Ebner Uribe do that created the one-game suspension?
I don't know. It's baseball, right?
But how would you describe it? Would you describe it as a crotch chop? Somebody said that you're allowed one. He had more than one.
He went all the way there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was.
He didn't. I mean, if you're going to get suspended, you might. But Homer, if you can help me out once, I believe he had three in there.
It was a triple.
I thought it was a 3-game suspension. Did he go? And did he?
I don't know. Now they just announced it, and it was
and
one.
Got it to one.
I think you are
conflating the amount of chops with the amount of games, Gary.
I don't think it was ever three
chops,
games.
One game.
Yes. I'm actually surprised.
No, I thought it was 3 chops, 3 games originally.
I'm surprised that it's only one, but it was excessive. I think they should get a game for excessive crotch chopping.
Uribe is doing too much.
Yes.
He's doing too much.
I mean, it's historic. That is going to remain in baseball history
much,
for a long time.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Much,
somebody can do the work. The Institute,
I didn't see this. I wonder what was Pat Murphy's response.
Yeah, he's embarrassed. He says, we don't act like that. He made him apologize.
Bush League.
Yeah, Bush League. But I'm saying I challenge anyone to find a greater crotch chop in the history of baseball, basketball, football. I don't know. I think that for crotch chops, he did a miss. Never, ever. This is never, ever. So, but I could be wrong. There could have been. I'm watching it now, and would have been enough.
Yeah, and he went all the way there. Got his money's worth.
He also showed some variety with his arms
and
on
I don't
his
even
chops,
know.
Straight down and cross over, and then straight down
again. Suspending
him
one game, does that even matter? Suspending him one game?
No,
does that
no.
Even matter?
And then I you know who I wish was doing play by play is Kevin Harlan. I can't imagine what he said. I almost want to call him and ask him. Let's put this up and imagine if you're doing play by play. I don't think I can even explain what Uribe just did, but I suspect his body movements might get him a suspension.
Yeah, and it did.
His celebratory body movement. We need to call Kevin Harlan and find out. I just can't imagine. But I don't know that he would. He's probably thought about it. We'll get him on sometime in the future to talk about the Packers. And can we get you to do play-by-play of Abner Uribe? Homer says it's the greatest, longest, largest crock chop in the history of Major League Baseball. Yes, I don't believe someone can look it up. I think triple crotch chop is the most ever. All right, we'll take a break and then because we have a question. Micah Parsons saw at a basketball game the former head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers and thought, hey, why don't you come down and join us? We'll discuss that next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. A has some background information, Gary, on the crotch chop, and the history goes to wrestling and... maybe Uribe should be suspended in part because he didn't even do it right, apparently. Hey, what do we got?
Okay.
So this dates back to the early 2000s, late 90s with D-Generation X in the WWF and WWE. Gary, are you familiar with Shawn Michaels and Triple H?
No, I'm sorry.
I am. They were all, they not were very, they became very famous.
They still are. Triple H now in charge of the WWE, but neither here nor there. They would do the crotch chop and yell the words, suck it, to their opponents in WWE.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't believe Abner Uribe said, but that is what it is known as, yes.
Wow.
So we now have the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Gary, you can vote on it if you wish. What should the suspension have been? 0, 1, 2, or 3 games for the wrestling behavior.
Well, let me ask both you guys this, you and Strophy. If it was football, would he have been suspended?
That's a good question.
He would have been fined.
Yeah, he'd have been fined. He would not have been suspended, yeah. And it cost him, I would say... $100,000.
NBA, would he been suspended?
Yes, I believe he would. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Part of that is because there are many games in the NBA, and there's so many games in Major League Baseball.
See, I think in the NFL he would have been suspended too.
Okay.
Had he done it on their sideline, like if he was
on their
running
sideline
in for a touchdown,
yes, because that's taunting,
and he turned and faced them, and that's pretty much what Uribe did. He turned and faced the Cardinals.
Or if he runs on the 50-yard line, goes on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, he gets suspended. I mean, just all things being equal, he gets suspended. So I don't think everybody want to call Major League Baseball soft and all that kind of stuff. I don't think they were out of bounds in suspending him because I think if it had happened in the other two major sports, he would have been suspended.
I would suspend him.
Had he done it in football, all hell would have broke loose.
Again, if as was, you stated,
and because because the Cardinals and Brewers that's sort of a rivalry.
It is.
It's not Packer Bears, but it could be Packers Vikings. It could be Packers-Lions.
It's a great comparison. It's a divisional rivalry that can vary, but it exists.
Right, right. Because what was the guy's name some years back, little hotshot guy, African-American guy? I think he shot his mouth off, and then the Brewers in the playoffs, and he shot his mouth off against the Cardinals, and the Cardinals came back and whooped our tail. I think we were up.
Randy Moss mooning.
He's referring to Nigel Morgan, who joined Kyle Nigel Moss Morgan. A couple hours ago. Yeah, Nigel Morgan joined the guys a couple hours back.
Yeah, he did. Look, man, I'm so smart. Look at that. And Nigel shot his – this was a playoff series, though, wasn't it, Strofe? With Nigel?
That I don't remember. Was it after they beat the Diamondbacks? Was that the divisional series? Yes.
I thought it was a playoff series, and Nigel spotted off about the Cardinals, and then it changed. And we ended up losing that series.
I can't remember Nigel Morgan.
Who was the big catcher that they had? What's that big guy's name?
Oh, yes.
The Cardinals.
Yeah, he's not
it was not time. It was not quite the postseason. It was during the divisional race. September.
Same thing.
Very close. Yes, very close to the postseason.
Yeah, very close. What's the Cardinals catcher name? Really good player. Then went play for the Angels a little bit too, I believe. I would never have thought he would have sent that joker to the Angels.
Are you thinking of Pujols?
No.
Pujols.
Pujols.
But he wasn't a catcher. He wasn't a catcher.
Yeah, catcher. That's what I said, catcher.
No, he wasn't a catcher.
No, it wasn't Pujols. It was somebody else. No,
what was the first baseman?
It was the catcher.
Oh, no, the catcher. Yeah, no. Yeah, what was the catcher's name?
He was Yadi Molina. Joke.
Yes, it is. That's exactly who it was.
Yeah.
And he's a very important catcher and was a big leader on the team as well. Not Pujols. Not as big as Pujols, but very good. So I would have suspended him two games, not one. I would have suspended him one for what he did and two for, like, the wrestlers didn't even do it that many times.
No, not three times.
As I said, he gave it some variety. He went arms straight down, arms across, and then arms straight down again.
Yeah,
and,
you need to concentrate on getting these jokers out in the ninth inning.
Right, or hitting somebody. Yeah, they're not going to say this publicly, but I guarantee you privately, like, what is your problem?
Too much, bro.
Clearly, you made it about you.
Yeah, you're doing way too much.
Instead of plunking somebody, you might get a game suspension possibly for that, but that would make
possibly.
Sense.
Right.
You're telling them if you believe that, don't be throwing at our hitters.
Correct.
We're going to start tossing at yours.
Right. So, we can.
All right. Now, let's get to Tom.
What do you want to get to?
Because Micah Parsons is trying to talk like he'd like to have Mike Tomlin, the former coach of the Steelers.
Well, wouldn't you?
I don't know. What role does he have? Just like it as an advisor?
Yeah, he'd be just like Sala did when he came in here.
Yes. Yeah, Tomlin wants to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got nothing to do. But that's not going to happen because Tomlin's going to be in the booth, right? They've already announced that, right? Didn't he push out Tony Dungy?
That could be. I don't know. But no one is
Stroke can look that up. I think Dungy's gone. I think they move in.
Dungy is gone. That's definitely true.
Yeah, and I think Tomlin's going to move in. I think they're moving that stuff
but
around.
But he could still be a part of it during training camp, or he could come
could be
in.
A consultant. Yeah, yeah, he could be a consultant.
And then not for the regular.
Why can't you and I make that kind of money? Well, they just bring us in to be a consultant and then just pay us. I mean, we've been around long enough for that to happen. What the hell's going on?
Who is hiring us as a consultant? What are we actually consulting?
Well, I don't know. They just make up jobs for people. I don't know. They do it all the time, Homer. I mean, all of a sudden, and I don't wish him bad, but all of a sudden, Chris McIntosh got a new job. I mean, they create positions for people.
Right.
They just do it.
He was the athletic director.
Why can't you and I get someone to create a job for us? We don't currently have
a position important enough for someone else to make us another
offer. There's a lot of guys that don't have a position currently important, and they get these jobs that pay very well. We paid our dues. You've been in this business for like 50 years, bro.
That's about right. 46. Yeah. 46.
Yeah, I'm close. 50. I'm going to give you 50 for crying out loud.
Yeah, well, I am.
I mean,
I got a show
be,
now. I get to do a show on Friday with Gary Ellis. So yeah, what more do I want?
No. I'm talking about national. I'm talking about.
I've done that.
A national show. No. I'm talking about regular. Ago. They just pay you to do it all the time.
They've decided we're not good enough. About what it comes down to. Now, what is good enough? Milwaukee weight loss. I started at 229. I'm at 205.
You look good. You look good, man.
It's just amazing to me. I got involved because people had said they'd done it, and it's almost easy. To which I said, no weight loss program is easy. Well, I'm doing it, and I would say it's almost easy. There's nothing goofy, no counting calories, no intense workouts. There's no gimmick to it. They get me to eat less, and I'm okay eating less.
And
it's been 3 months, and I look forward to telling you in 3 more months and 6 more months, I believe the rest of my life, and I'm counting on I'm 71 or at least 20 more years, that I my Ooh, weight
wait, back it up.
Yeah.
Back that thing up.
Yeah.
You're what?
I'm counting on making it to 91.
Now, how old are you?
71.
No way.
Oh, come on, Gary.
You're not 71,
Gary doesn't
bro.
Think I'm that old. Yes. Yes.
Bro.
Yes, I'm that
you're
old.
You're 71, bro.
Yep. Yeah, and,
no, you're not.
Yeah, and it sucks. Being old is terrible.
Dude, you look good, man.
I saw these kids
when
today.
When I get to be
71,
I hope I look like that.
And I look and go, damn, I wish I was that age again. They're probably like 20 or something.
You know what? Do the young boys over Good Karma, do you think they respect you or do they laugh at you? What do you think?
I have no idea, but I don't. I'm old. I don't need any respect. It's over. It's over. Dude.
It's
no, you got 20
over,
years
dude.
Left, bro.
I do have 20 years left. Going, but the premise of being the kind 90... of Gary's talking about, like, well, would you be on national? No, dudes, that's done. You get a certain period where you have a chance, and that period is over.
The window's closed. Window is closed.
Okay. Yeah. Which is fine because the window had closed for someone else when I got my chance. So there's kind of a cushion in there. And as my advisor told me when I was 67, he said, how old are you? And I go, 67. He says, well, what do you think most people your age are doing in this business? I said, I don't know. He goes, they're retired. He said, you want me to give you some advice? I can't tell
Retire.
You the exact words. No. Okay. He said, shut up and take whatever money it is they give you.
And you've done that
No,
well.
And I said, wait a minute. I thought you liked what I do. And he goes, I can repeat it if you need, but I don't think you do. So that's been my approach since then, and it's
gone
great. I'm going
to say this then.
Yes.
Well, the weight loss thing
we
has done
you well.
We need
to take a break, or we're behind.
You look really
we do
good.
Need to take a break.
Look,
we need to take a break.
You look really good at 71.
.com.
Yes. Yeah, hold on. No, I got Gary, I got to finish this because I want to make sure I give him the proper. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com.
We've been talking about it the whole time.
262-235-3980. You might not do it exactly the way I've done it, but it's this simple. You will eat less, and you're okay eating less, and that means you can lose whatever you want. Others have lost more than I have, so I'll be down about close to 30. I don't want to lose anymore. But if I did, I could. So it is what I thought when I started, and I didn't believe it. It's almost easy. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
We are just about out of time for the Gary Ellison Homer Hour. Gary, is there anything we neglected to address that you feel like you want to get in? I have a question for you if you don't have
one. Come on. Give me the question.
About flopping in the NBA.
Okay,
I strongly support whatever the players are doing because it works. Why would you not do something if it helps? My job isn't to decide what the refs do. My job is to do whatever helps my team the best based on how the refs are calling it. And the only chance that San Antonio has to win is if the refs do it like they did last night. And that is, you fall down, we ain't blowing the whistle. Don't fall down.
No, don't fall down.
Yes. And we still might call the foul if it's appropriate.
Yeah.
But when you fall down, the chances of us calling it, and I wanted somebody to give me the numbers because I think the MVP fell down less later in the game because they didn't give him any calls for a while. But
correct.
I need somebody to check the numbers.
He adjusted.
Do you think
he adjusted.
So now, early in the game, the most important thing is them to figure out how often the calls are going to be made for falling.
100%.
Because if you fall and they don't call it, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. 100%.
So I think you can resolve it, but I give him credit. If If it works and they're calling
fouls. Keep doing it, home team.
Yes.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Yeah.
Now, we have ESPN National, I believe.
Okay.
But you are important enough as a former Packer and former Badger that you know how we show a tribute to you?
How?
By saying ESPN National in progress. That means we're late, but so what? Gary Ellison can go as long as he wants. Are you done, Gary?
Let's go. Good night, everybody. Right.